keep them tuned in through energy, voice, and vocal variety. It's undeniable that the way your voice sounds has a lot to do with the way people experience you. As reported in the Wall Street Journal, people who hear recordings of rough, weak, strained, or breathy voices tend to label the speakers as negative, weak, passive, or tense. People with normal voices are seen as successful, sexy, sociable, and smart. Contrast the following situations and consider the listener experience. First, an investor relations meeting. What are the voices you hear? Lots of monotone, slow-paced presentations. One guy, who is a bit junior, quickly races through his slide deck. One woman, more senior, very slowly and methodically lulls you to sleep by articulating every syllable and pausing between words. Then there's the lawyer, who weighs in with the painstakingly dry details and sighs between phrases as if even he knows it's boring content. Next, a barbecue with your favorite college roommates and their families. What do you hear? The sounds of catching up, patting each other on the back, and reminiscing. One guy's waving around a giant spatula as he shares the details of his last fishing trip. Another spills some juicy gossip, lowering his voice when he reveals a couple of choice details so that the three-year-old running around his calves doesn't start parroting those naughty words. And then all of a sudden, someone pauses to announce that she is taking a 2-year sabbatical to become a winemaker in Sonoma, and everybody leans in for the details. Talk about a difference in energy. Each of these scenarios could easily be happening in your conference room, in front of your boards of directors, or at a sales pitch. Wouldn't you be more engaged if that business scenario were more like the barbecue? It would certainly raise it on the vertical axis of emotional connection. Next time you are communicating in a business meeting, try to imagine yourself at a barbecue. Use the same voice, personality, and vocal variety that you would use over by the grill to describe the way you feel about a new initiative. Your backyard barbecue self is the most natural, unguarded, conversational, engaging version of you. It's a reference point for authenticity. Vocal variety is key, and you can make it work in 3 ways. Pitch. Go ahead and place monotone on that down arrow that anchors the vertical axis of connection. You aren't connecting with anyone if you have a flat voice. One of the most common problems involving pitch is the up talker. Invisible question marks, ending sentences on a higher pitch, is a plague that has spread from middle school girls to our business communications. Maybe even to yours? We hear it a lot when executives are rattling off a list of things they want to accomplish. Most of the time, it's unconscious. They want to come off as a bit more friendly, but really, they just seem less competent. If this is you, think about ending your sentences as statements, not questions. Try to end your sentences at a lower tone than you begin them. Think about putting a period at the end of the sentence, visually. That's down. Pace. It's not just the pitch of your voice, but also the pace that people notice. In high-level meetings, people often think that a slow, steady pace is the epitome of polish, or zapping all the excitement when you're making a recommendation. Would you talk to your family like that? No. Sometimes you can speak slowly. And sometimes you have to jam a bunch of words together quickly, just to make a point. This is how to tap into people's emotions and travel up the vertical axis. It keeps them engaged. Cliched as it may be, variety is the spice of life, and it's also the goal for your pacing. Vary the pace of your voice. The sweet spot is right between too formal, measured, and too casual. It's conversational. It should feel and sound natural, as if you're at a backyard barbecue going through your key points. Volume. Varying the volume of your voice is the key to keeping people tuned in. If they have to lean in and listen closely to catch a key detail, you're holding their attention. But if they can't hear any details at all, you've lost them. The larger the audience and the larger the room, the greater the volume you'll need to project. The good thing is that more volume naturally increases your vocal variety and vocal range, giving you more energy and helping you connect with your audience. Just as at the barbecue, it's natural to vary the volume of your voice. If you have a soft voice, you might think you're yelling. If people have trouble hearing you, focus on pushing your voice out toward your audience, not up. Practice. Diagnose yourself. Leave yourself a voicemail, or use an audio recording on your phone to listen to the sound of your voice during your next conference call or talk. Do you show passion about your ideas? Is it easy to hear the vocal variety and emotion in your voice? Are you monotone? Try to match your tone with what you feel. Remember the 3 V's. Listen to see if it sounds as if you are asking questions or making statements.